Time to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, as I meet up with him right next to the Colosseum, by a famous archway which one used to drive through in a not-so-remote past, and which today is simply a place for visitors to admire, and for lovers of all things Latin to discover more about.
I've just met up with Carmelite Father Reggie Foster outside the Colosseum. Father Reggie Foster is a Latinist. He's actually a Vatican Latinist. Father, we're standing here looking at the Arch of Constantine. This is a sort of a focal point in Christian history, isn't it? It represents something very special, a victory of an emperor, a very special emperor for Christian history.
Well, yes, the one who more or less who recognized Christianity as a religion. And so he stopped all the persecutions against Christianity. And up there you see on top, it's written in Latin, Instinctu Divinitatis. He conquered his enemy Maxentius, who was like the rival emperor, under divine inspiration. That's the famous time where they said up in the Ponte Milvio near the north of Rome, he saw the cross in the sky.
Yeah, maybe our listeners don't know. I've heard about it, but maybe our listeners
anyway,
don't
there's
know.
The famous, it's kind of a, well, it's really kind of a fable, but anyway, that he saw the cross in the sky, and in written in Greek, although it's quoted in Latin, in hoc signo vinces, you will conquer in this sign. He had the Christian cross put on the shields of all of his soldiers.
Really?
Yes, that's the idea. And then
that's a part of the legend.
That's. And then with these soldiers under the, as the Constantine art says, Instinctu Divinitatis, under the inspiration of the divinity, he conquered Maxentius and became the sole emperor of the Roman world. And
this
because of this Christian business and this cross and so forth and so on, he was favorable toward Christianity and allowed it to exist as a religion.
This arch is an arch of triumph in battle, really, isn't it? That's what it represents.
Yes,
our listeners can't see it, so should we describe it? It's a marble structure, isn't it? Or
yeah,
is it in travertine?
Yeah, travertine, yes. And the fact is that you have pieces from many, many monuments in Rome that he collected and put together. And so you have pictures there of the emperor, like offering sacrifice of thanksgiving. I see on the left-hand side there are two pictures of the emperor there.
There are three arches, and the one on the left hand has this relief over it.
Yes, these are two reliefs, and on the other side he's addressing the soldiers over there. But these things are not his; they were taken from other emperors' monuments. So he collected all kinds of ruins around the city and pasted this thing together. So it all looks. You could always say it all looks like Constantine and Let It Be.
That's a very Roman habit, isn't it, to pilfer from older buildings and insert them into newer ones.
All the way up to papal times, you know, because they figure what was gone, and now we're in charge now, and so we will use the best things that other people had for our own good purposes. So that's the important thing of the Constantine. It's being restored for a number of years now, and we hope it'll be finished someday soon.
I think Constantine was the first emperor to build... to actually have basilicas built.
Then he started, yes, the three, the old St. Peter's and all St. Paul's outside the walls. He had those first things. If I'm not mistaken, he also started St. Lawrence, if I'm not mistaken. The first original building of St. Lawrence is also Constantine.
But is this proceeding? So does this precede the basilicas or not? Does this arch precede the basilicas or not?
No, this came after. Because most of these arches, you know, were dedicated by the Senate after the deaths of emperors. And so it was to celebrate his whole life. And so he had all these different things he did in his life for Christianity or for the Roman Empire and Constantinople and all that stuff. And then they put up this arch to celebrate him.
Who did it exactly?
Well, the Senate, you know, the Senate after his time.
No one in particular?
No. Like up there you saw the Arch of Titus.
You know, that's on the Sacred Way.
That was put up after his death because he's already divinized. It's Divine Titus, and of course that title was given to the Senate, which means after his death he was canonized, you see. you probably realize that Christians should understand that Constantine in the Eastern Church is considered a saint. In the Western Church, we don't consider him Saint Constantine. And the fact is, you know, that's another kind of a fable, that he was baptized on his deathbed, which is kind of like a convenient thing. And you have the famous statue there of Bernini in the Vatican. And above the statue of Bernini, of Constantine on his horse, as he sees the cross in the sky, is a picture of his being baptized by Saint Sylvester, Pope Sylvester. And they say kind of the last minutes of his life, if it's even true that he was ever baptized a Christian, is another question. But that.
Heartfelt thanks there, as always, to my favorite Carmelite, his popular Latin lover, Father Reginald Foster.